enjoy old movies. When I was a kid growing up, television, one of the television stations had an afternoon movie channel, and afternoon movie, and I just loved watching old movies. I still do. Own some of them. One of my favorites was a movie that was written based on a poem that was written by, what's his name? Anyway, Alzheimer's. You remember the name, you don't have it. Anyway, Ernest Hemingway wrote the poem Gunga Din. And there was a Hollywood movie that was done on it, and I really enjoyed it. If you've watched it, you know what I'm talking about. And there's a character. He's not one of the guy who's Gunga Din is actually a native who is a water boy, and there are three other fellows that are the main characters. But there's one scene where Gunga Din really wants to be a soldier. In fact, he wants to play the bugle for the troop. And while the rest of the troop are doing their drills, he's kind of on the sideline. He's got a little bugle under his arm, and he's marching, and he's standing at attention, and so forth. And then somebody catches him, and he's just, he's all humbled and everything. And the guy, the soldier, asked him, he said, "Where did you get that bugle?" He said, "I found it when nobody was looking." Yes. We're going to talk about stealing this morning. And that would be an example of stealing. Book of Exodus, chapter 20, verse 15. The eighth commandment in Scripture, thou shalt not steal. My wife and I lived in Northern New Jersey when I went to Bible college, and we lived in a very rough neighborhood. And we would, on a fairly regular basis, get broken into and stolen from. And the first time it happened, we were on the house had three levels. We were on the first level, but there was a basement underneath, and we had a number of things that were stored in the basement. And I went to get something out of the basement, and I threw the switch for the hallway light down the basement, and nothing happened. And when I went down, the light bulb was missing. And we came to find out that was the first indication that we'd been ripped off. Somebody in the neighborhood would break into the basement and take whatever they wanted. And the last thing they took was the light bulbs out of the sockets that were working. And I don't know about you, but I don't enjoy losing money. But I really hate it when somebody steals from me. Now, I pray for them. I pray they get caught. I pray they suffer the consequences. I pray that they repent and come to Jesus. But we're going to talk about stealing. Thou shalt not steal. There's a number of ways that could, or a number of activities that could possibly fall under the category of stealing. And we'll mention those. But let's begin with a word of prayer, shall we? Father God, as we come to your word, Lord, we ask that your Holy Spirit would take your word and apply it to our heart so that, Lord, we will be better people when we go from this place. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Now, first of all, what does the Bible mean when it says steal? Well, Webster's dictionary definition is, for steal, is to take the property of another wrongfully, especially as a habitual or regular practice. The Hebrew word that's translated steal is always translated the same. The same Hebrew word is always translated steal in your Old Testament. But in the definition of that word, it includes this: implied by stealth or deceptiveness. implied to it is taking something by stealth or by deceptiveness. The Bible says that men love darkness rather than light because their ways are evil. And here's kind of a warning to us there. If we're about ready to do something that we don't want other people to see or know about, it's questionable as to whether it's right or not. Why don't we want somebody to see us? Why don't we want somebody else to know about it? We told our kids when they were going to public school, Ruth and Mike were going to public school for a while, and we had heard some horror stories, and we told them, if anybody at school ever tells you, don't tell your parents, you come immediately from school and you tell us right away. And I remember Ruth coming to us and said, my teacher told us not to tell you something. And I got all, brr. What was it? We're making something special for our mothers. Oh, okay. that's a little bit different. But I appreciated the sentiment, you know. Let me know right up front. If it's something we don't want people to see us doing, if we want the lights turned off, something we just soon do at dark or alone, maybe it's something we shouldn't do at all. So by stealth or deceptively. The Greek word is interesting. The Greek word that's translated steal is pronounced klepto. And it's where we get the word kleptomaniac. A kleptomaniac is somebody that is addicted to stealing, has a habit or a compulsion to take other people's stuff. Klepto. It has the idea of to take by stealth, to cheat, to deceive, and to conceal. So this is really not something that's done accidentally. In fact, it's something that's done purposefully. I was reading a book on decluttering. The author was talking about decluttering, whether you're decluttering your garage or your house or your office. And it gave a suggestion that as you went through your stuff, you put it in one of three piles, one of three categories, one of three bins. Bin number one, this is the stuff that I use on a regular basis. This I'm going to keep. Bin number two, this is stuff that I don't use on a regular basis, but it has value, so I'm going to sell this. Bin number three, this is the stuff nobody wants. I'm going to throw this away. And bin number four, this I'm going to give back to its owner. It's like, wow. And I picked up on that. I don't know about you, and most of you don't have the age problem that I have. But periodically I'm looking for something and I can't find it. And then I start thinking, let's see, where was the last place I saw it? And when that doesn't work, I wonder, did I loan this to somebody and they didn't give it back? And you can ask my kids and they'll tell you every now and then. I'll give them a call and say, do you have my this? No, Dad, we don't have it. In fact, I've done it so often that I'm kind of embarrassed by it, so I don't do it anymore. Now I just go out and buy a new one. And then after I buy a new one, that's when I'll find the old one that I couldn't find before. To deal with someone deceptively and without total honesty, stealing. Cultures. Our Old Testament was written to the Jews who had their own culture. And so you find laws that regulated taking things, borrowing things, giving things back, getting caught, what you do with it. But in the New Testament, that was written during the time of the Greek and the Roman culture. And in the Greek and Roman cultures, there were situations where they would excuse taking something. Today, we call it situational ethics. And situational ethics basically says, well, this is wrong, but under these circumstances, it's all right. Or it's not as bad, or it's excusable, or we shouldn't punish somebody. And I hope you understand that God doesn't operate that way. God doesn't operate that way. Frankly, it's pretty much black or white. It's good or bad. In fact, that's how God says that he's going to judge us. Says that every idle word will be judged. In fact, all of our deeds will be judged, whether they are right or whether they are wrong. So even though the culture may say to us, well, in that situation, it's all right, what we always need to do is go back to the Bible and find out what does God have to say about it. By the way, in the Old Testament, there were consequences for stealing. The lowest consequence I could find was if somebody took something from somebody else, and obviously they're caught, they have to restore what they took back. And can I say that that's in kind? If you steal something from somebody, you take from somebody something that's in good shape, and you bring them back a piece of junk, that doesn't count. You still owe them. Better for you to bring back something better than what you took, what you borrowed and didn't get back to them. But the very least, you restored in kind. And you added 20% to that. You took something that was worth $200. You gave it back to them. And you gave them $40 for their trouble. And as a reminder to you, don't do that again. It's cheaper to get your own. So, but the greatest, it also, another passage talks about sixfold or sevenfold. And then if you stole somebody, you kidnapped someone. And Scripture really doesn't make it